Hello, I'm your host, Dory Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 25, lending a helping hand to others during the times we're living in today. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope y'all having a good day. How's the weather where you at? Is it sunny? Is it warm or cloudy or dull? Well, whatever the weather is, wherever you're located at. Here in Philly, it's kind of like cool a little bit. It's kind of tricky, but I'll take it, everyone. I'll take it. But, you know, even if the weather is not as like nice like you want it to be, smile, say cheese, smile for the camera. Let me stop, everyone. I have a joke I would like to share with each one of you listeners. If I had 10 smiley faces, okay, if I had 10 smiley faces on a paper and I add on an extra smiley face with no eyes, now that would be an ugly smiley face. You sure is ugly. Ha ha ha, moving forward. I know that the last couple of months been hard for each one of us with the coronavirus epidemic been going on. It's been affecting many people's lives. But on a more brighter note, there have been some good stories of people helping others and lending a helping hand. I have an article that I had came across. I would like to read and share with each one of you about people helping others, you know, during this time. And it's really good because I know we've been hearing like a lot of negative news and stuff like that. So I want to share a couple good, uplifting, positive stories with y'all about people helping others during this time, everyone. Okay, everyone, the website that I have found this article on, you can go on the internet yourself and you can check it out, is goodnewsnetwork.com. And it says, this article was written today. It says, woman creates neighborhood giving tree with her free homemade face masks. And check out this this article, everyone. Y'all can see the tree that she has in front of her door and is planted with these different masks that she had made. It looks so neat and cool. So the article says, rather than giving away free apples like a Cheryl Silverstein, her name is Cheryl Silverstein storybook. This is Giving Tree in Iowa is offering free homemade face masks to the people of Lisburn. So I guess that's like the area that she lives in. She's 55 and her name is Deb Sagans. She first began making the cough masks for her healthcare workers after their local hospital been experiencing shortages of masks due to the coronavirus outbreak. So she donated 100 of her masks to medical workers, but then her family members and friends began requesting masks of their own. Sigjens, I think her name is pronounced, Sigjens has since made more than 400 masks, of all which is paid for out of pocket as a doctor's office employee. So it's not only is she making these masks, but she's getting paid for it. But besides that, because Sigjens realized that she could not hand the masks directly to her neighbors without violating social distancing guidelines, she decides to hang them on her local tree so passerby could take the masks as their leisure. Since Sagans made a Facebook post about her giving tree, the masks have been a hit with the community. It was really cool to see people driving up, grabbing a mask, and leaving. It's been a hit, Sagans told Good Morning America. I'm a giver, not a taker, so I feel really good. Wow, that's an awesome story. Hearing stories like that, especially now, doesn't make you feel good. Puts a smile on your face knowing that although through all this stuff that's been going on, people are still having a good heart and still remaining positive and giving back to their community. That is awesome. I love to share good stories like that, everyone. So I have to ask each one of you listeners, each one of you, this week, I know today is Thursday. Any day this week, what has been one of the most positive things you did? One of the things that you did that you did to help someone. It only meant, like I said before, giving or helping someone. It don't have to be about money or anything. Like, what did you do? What kind of word did you say? Did you hold a door for someone? Or what did you do to help someone else this week from Monday up until now? or either other stories you'd like to share. Please inbox me on this podcast afterwards, after this podcast, because I would love to hear your stories about how y'all was able to help others during this time. I love hearing good stories like that. And also, you can email me, so I'll give you all the information as well, too, after this podcast as well, too. So, moving forward, everyone, what have y'all been doing during this time, you know, to help others? Yeah, I know it's kind of limited because of the social, you know, distancing thing. But speaking kind words or even saying a simple hello is another way of helping others. Because you never know that person can be going through something and it can make a big difference. For those of you that have social media accounts like Facebook, Instagram, you could post a simple word like have a blessed day. Everyone, or even put up a funny emoji. Believe it or not, there are still a lot of great nonprofit organizations that can that you can donate to. Even if it's a dollar, $5, every penny count. Here's some great organizations that you can donate to help others. The Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and St. Jude's. They are three great organizations that helps a lot of people. And they've been around for a very long time. And they have a lot of good credibility. Are y'all ready to laugh and hear some funny ways to help others during these times we're living in? So let's say you're walking into Wawa. You buy something and you get all close to the person standing in front of you at the checkout line. Because remember, you're supposed to be practicing social distancing. Distancing. I didn't have a drink, y'all. It's not Friday yet. So anyway, after leaving Wawa, you go to Walmart and you buy something. And you get in line and you do the same damn thing that you did at Wawa. Standing close to the person in front of you, real close. And in your mind, you're thinking you're just helping the other person. But not. So remember, if any of you go to the stores, remember social distancing. Distancing. Distance. Social distance. I got it. Social distance, everyone. All right, everyone. So, when I think about wonderful feeling when helping others in this world, I think about songs that make you want to help others, and songs that give you joy and peace within. I know that some of you listeners may feel the same way when y'all hear songs that make you want to help someone else, or just make you just feel good all in all.
Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle.
future holds. After a hurricane comes a rainbow, maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
We all can make this world a better place, and we all play our own part and do the smallest things. Helping others more than anything in this world that we live in today, especially with the uncertainty, you know, is a plus. But even also in social media, we've been hearing a lot of negative stories. But also, besides the negative social media stories, there is some positive ones as well, too. Celebrating each person for helping others during these other times, I want to say thank you for those you listeners that have been helping other people during this time, or just in general, just being a good person all in all. I want to say thank you. I'm a person that always been a giver, always help others. And for me, I get more out of it by saying, you know, doing the small things like saying hello or smiling in the morning time when some people are all grumpy and don't even feel like putting a smile on their face. But as I was preparing for this podcast, everyone, I came across this actually here in Philly at Jefferson Hospital. So it was some nurses that performed this dance. It's called Level Up by the artist Sierra. So the video went viral. The video was really cool, how they was jamming and dancing, you know, still keeping a positive attitude. And just by dancing, they help others feel better as well, too. And they help other people just by dancing. So the video went viral. And Ellen DeGeneres, the talk show host, she seen the video. So she was like so inspired by seeing what they was doing. So she decided to call them so they can come on her show. Well, actually do like a satellite TV interview because, you know, with the social distance, everything, everybody can't be too close. So I want to share a brief audio with y'all about that. The clip of Ellen inviting the nurses from Philly at Jefferson Hospital. She invited them to do a TV satellite interview. And I want y'all to listen to it and check it out, everyone.
Brave healthcare professionals on the front lines of this pandemic every single day. Take a look at this group of nurses from Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this sounds so yummy. No, you want this yummy.
They call themselves the Swab Squad. Hey, you guys. Hi. I am so excited to see y'all. I bet you're excited, too. I just can't see through the masks, but I hope you're smiling even in those masks. All right. Swab Squad. I think I know what it is, but explain what that means exactly.
Yeah, hey, Ellen, I'm Jeff Doucette. I'm the chief nurse here at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, and I get the privilege of representing these amazing nurses. Woo! And they have affectionately become known as the Swab Squad because we were the first drive-through testing site here in Philadelphia for COVID-19. And this amazing team of people who are trained nurses that go all over the hospital, depending on what the need are, never really get to work together as a team. And one of the most important things that you've heard about is people staying at home when they're not feeling well. And so what this team has been able to do is test over 2,000 people and get them at home where they need to recover. And so this team has come together and formed this amazing family that has really kept this community safe. And we are so incredibly proud of them and everything that they're doing.
I am, I am proud and amazed by what you're doing. You're testing people every day. That must be so scary that I know it's your job, but I mean, this is like nothing anybody has ever experienced. How scary is that for y'all to do that?
Hi, Ellen. My name's Joanne. I'm one of the critical care nurses here at Jefferson. It's very scary. We go out, we don't know which patients are positive, which aren't. They're coughing in our faces. We're trying to stay safe. But on the other hand, we're nurses. We're here to inform our anxious patients, let them know what to do, what steps to take, and that we're reassuring them all the time that it's going to be okay.
You know, I mean, I know you know how much we all are appreciative of nurses anyway, but I think this is really making everyone aware of what a heroic job this is at a time like this. And you have each other to lean on, and I know that's important, but I want to talk about the dance. So Level Up, first of all, I love that song. I love Sierra. Why did y'all pick that?
Hi, Ellen. I'm Jeff Salvatore. I am the site coordinator for the drive-through testing. And I think the nurses can say that I kind of hold them to a high standard. And this is a very scary time, and we're all nervous and feeling a bunch of different emotions. But at 8 o'clock when we open, I need you to level up, and I need you to get out there and test your patients. So every morning we kind of come together and we talk and boost ourselves up and how we're going to be able to 8 to 5 stay focused and do our job and take care of these patients. And Level Up just has that message, and we listen to it often in the morning to boost ourselves up.
And the response has been amazing, right?
Yeah.
And Sierra reposting us was just absolutely unbelievable. We were closing up shop that day, and one of the MAs told us that Sierra posted us, and we just lost our mind. And then everybody that's been commenting or reposting it, it's just been really keeping our morale high and helping us get through this time.
You know, it is something like that, just a little bit of joy, a little bit of lightness that you all came together and put that together. Spreads it out, and everybody responded to it. Obviously, that's why I'm talking to you, and you're on my show today. But Sierra had a little something to say, so she sent this.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Sierra here, and I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to the nurses at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the original Swab Squad. You guys are doing something so amazing and so special. You are giving the world joy in a time we need it by dancing and leveling up. Your Level Up Challenge was amazing, and I want to encourage you guys to keep on going strong because we're all in this together, and I have someone else here who wants to say thank you so much as
well. What's up, squad? You guys keep leveling up. Keep doing your thing. Keep making a difference. You got all the true, true heroes.
Yes.
My mom's helping out in Seattle, too, as well. So I'm grateful for you all, to every nurse, every doctor, to everybody who's helping.
Everyone.
We love you all.
We love you all.
Keep it going. Keep leveling up.
Keep it going.
Keep leveling up.
Ellen, level up.
Love you, too.
Ellen, love you.
We are living in a small world, that's an old saying, but you never know who's watching you. Just by doing the simplest things like dancing can help many people. 6 reasons why helping others can make you feel better. The first one is to put a smile on your face. Cheese! Number 2, help you to let go of any unforgiveness that you've been holding on to. Number 3, you have more peace within. And number 4, help make this world a better place. And number 5, it drives you more to want to help other people. And number 6, you get blessed more. And also, the good seeds that we plant, I want to say this to everyone. The good seeds that we plant by helping others can grow in many different areas in our life. But the price we pay with our good deeds can stretch longer than a rope. I love that. That's Zoe Flower wisdom for y'all. Besides helping others, we have to be willing to nurture ourselves first and make for sure we're balancing out everything we do. And what I mean by that is not overextending ourselves to the point to where as though we forget about our health and well-being. So you got to make sure it's okay to help others, but you got to also make sure that you're taken care of first as well too. So it has to be a balance. You don't want to overextend yourself too much and you forget all about yourself and you're not in good health. I've been there many a times, and I know many of you have as well too. to go into a quick commercial break, everyone, and I'll be back. And remember, you don't have to have a party for it to be Friday or the weekend. We can have a party this Positive Thursday. Positive Thursday. Let's go. This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Foods On The Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Foods On The Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page. I am back, y'all. How was that commercial break? Makes you want to dance, makes you want to go out. After this coronavirus epidemic, you know, breakthrough, and they open up all the stores and bars and clubs, it's on. I'm out. And I know many of you, y'all ready. And I know in some areas they opening up different places, but you know, we still have to practice social distance, you know, because I think it's going to take a little longer for everything to clear up. But anyway, getting back to the podcast for our Positive Thursday topic today, helping others during these tough times that we're having. I just want to say I am truly happy to know that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because there is powers in the numbers. And also, go to Zoe Flower YouTube page and please subscribe. I really would appreciate that. And connect with me at Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And also follow me at Zoe Flower Twitter. God bless each one of you. And also, I want to say this, everyone. I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast and future podcast ideas. Send me a message on this podcast, or you can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. God bless each one of you, and I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Well, weekend. Tomorrow's Friday, and then it's the weekend while time is flying. Stay safe. Be blessed.
alone, don't need anyone. Cause I'm raw, just came to have fun. Don't need friends that act like folks. Cause I'm raw, based the one who knows about things that makes you get weary. Don't cheer me, just hear me out. Cause I got the clout, shout. Before I turn the party out, I won't stutter, project my voice, speak clearly. So you can be my choice or stay or wreck it. Go to the whiz and select it. Take it off the rack and the back to the back. I like the Whopper, the Big Mac. If you want static, so let's go. So, throw up your hands, go for what you know. Bro, I got an ego. Yo, talking to me? No. Oh, good robbers in the front, easy rockers on the back up. We're not soft, so you better just slack up. Cause I'm cool, calm, just like the breeze. Rock the mic with the help of easy.
You better just listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about dissing, cause